Well, it's Michael again. Today, I'm going to talk about the Brexit. You must come back because very complicated story to talk about anything to talk about Brexit, because probably 60% of the people listening are already close the radio. They don't want to hear what I got to say. But listen, you... I think it's a very funny story, actually. It's not the matter of the Pandora's box we open, because everything come out, all the poison in the box that we opened 2016 in a referendum. The hate, the bitterness, the people who hated their neighbors now. It's like a civil war. That's what we got now. You know, when we had the Charles I, they cut his head off. It's like we got the same problem with the parliament. Because the parliament, they say, oh, we must pit the people who decide what is going to happen. Even though we got the government's useless. Oh, the bojo. What a lot of... I mean, I'm not particularly a fan of Labour Corbyn, but I'm certainly not Tory. I'd never vote for Tory in my life, not even when Maggie Thatcher was hammering the nails into the coffin of the free market economy. Now, that's a technical term that anybody can learn if they read their history. But anyway, let me explain why I'm talking today about the Brexit. We just had a vote. We just had a vote in Parliament, and we're waiting for the result to come in about whether we're going to leave Brexit for Europe and or whether we're going to go back again. I can't believe it after 3 years, whether we're going to have no deal or we're certainly not going to get an extension, because Barnier, he doesn't want to give us an extension. Macron, he doesn't want to give us an extension. We're probably talking to the Hungarians on the side, asking, don't give us the extension, please. But shh, don't tell anyone, because we don't want people to know. That's what we don't want. However, even the Labour Party doesn't want a referendum. The only ones who want a referendum is the Liberals, and they don't want Brexit. And they're never going to get elected anyway. The Scottish Nationalist Party. They're the funniest of the lot, because they don't want to. They don't want to leave the United Kingdom. They don't want to leave us in the United Kingdom. They want to come out of the United Kingdom. They want to come into a European community again. They don't want to leave the European Union. They want to stay, but they voted for themselves. They kicked themselves in the foot. What, 2013, I think it was. They had a referendum of their own, and they voted to stay. So they can just hoist by their own petard, my friend. Then they bleat and they shouted, oh, the circumstances have changed. The circumstances have changed. And we want to be nationalists. We want to have the border. Hadrian's Wall, if you ask me, they're going to have the border then. They would be divided country. Wales doesn't want to leave. Wales want to stay. They have nothing in Plaikinro, whatever they're called. I can't remember the name of the Welsh Labour Assembly. Welsh Assembly, what is it called? I can't remember. Something to do with the Plaid Cymru. I think it is, but it's all Welsh to me. Now, what we have, the problem we have is that when we're waiting for this vote, we don't know how many of the rebellions is going to be within both the Labour Party, or even if the DUP is going to be the balance of power, because certainly you have Bojo, useless Bojo, who got himself, he did himself a big favor the other day when he came back, he had all backslaps, all the hugs and kisses for all the women, and even for the old man, I saw this too. He came and he got that deal. And even in his own party, the ones he took the whips away from, because if he didn't take the whips away from them, they would still be voting against him. Anyway, His biggest problem is that he's got to, both you I'm talking about now, he's got to have people from his own party who got to support him. This is the biggest funny thing ever, because the Unionist Party, the Conservative and Unionist Party, have not got to get the support of the Democratic Unionist Party. They're the most right-wing party on the left. And they still not going to support him. And he's still begging on his knees. He said, oh, please, please, don't vote against me. Please, I must have this one. Even though he has no supporting votes in Parliament so far, whether he's been like 6 or 7 times when he's been to Parliament. And she said, oh, you please, you must do this, you must do that. No one wants to support him. But this time around, maybe he's going to win the vote. Maybe he's going to win this vote. We just don't know. Anyway, one other thing about Brexit I want to say is, unfortunately for me, I have been living in this country since I was a boy. I came here 9 years old from Cyprus, and I came and I made a good living for myself. You know, I'm the barber in my Sweden. I'm not like Sweden thought, but I have to say, a lot of people, they come to me for a close cut and shave. Anyway, that's not the point. That's another story. I come here, I made a good living. And me and my family, and I have 3 gorgeous daughters, and they make good livings for themselves. One is actually a lawyer, one is local councillor for the Labour Party, and the other one is a dentist. Now, they made a good life for themselves. My dear wife, she passed away from cancer. And we had very good life together. We had 55 years together. And now my family is settled here. But listen, if they talking after this referendum about foreigners living in this country, they start to look at me sideways. They say, hey, Michael, where are you from? I should have been from the same place for the last 60 years. I'm from North London, mate. I may not speak like a North Londoner, but I am in my heart, in my mind, in my belly, I am from North London. But the way the Brexit has gone terrible is that it has made people just hate each other. Like I said from the beginning of this tape, Pandora's box, you can't put the lid back on. That's all I want to say.